in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you just a few minutes tonight on the divine excess of God. Everything he does seems like he just shows off. He just gets carried away. His divine excess is shown in creation. If he wanted to know what water was, he could have put a glass of water out there and said, that's a glass of water. But they tell me 5/6 of the world is water. Amen. And this is what's going to burn up. The hydrogen bomb is the water is the most explosive, the heaviest element I guess there is. And when it gets on fire, it's going to burn up the oceans, burn up all the water in the oceans, and when it gets through with it, there ain't going to be no more sea. It's going to be dry land, going to be renovated. Amen. Like this body of yours. It's the same thing going to happen then. So he said, we'll have a new body. Well, it won't be completely new. He's going to take this vile body here and fashion it back into his own glorious body. So we'll be known even as we're known, he says. He will retain some of the features that we'll be known even as we're known. Amen. We're going to be in a new model. I think that and this sinful flesh is going to, I get so put out of myself that something cusses my Bible just about about once a week. You know, I said, now, you're not going to read that. I said, yeah, I'm standing over in the corner and watch. You know, and I said, Lord, where'd that come from? Where did it come from? There's something in me that despises God, I'll tell you that. Yeah, and if I turned him loose, he'd cuss God to his face. Something in me. Oh, I don't look surprised, you know. Paul said, when I would do good, evil is present. Yeah. You think God is present? The devil's present. Amen. That's all you need to watch. Amen. That's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about how that God does things in great ways. Yeah. I read the other day where the stars are going to fall from heaven. I was talking to Sister Gibson. I said, I'm going to take you to the moon, baby. She said, oh, I'd like to go to the moon. Never been to the moon. Seen the man on the moon, but never been to the moon. I said, I'm going to take you to the moon, baby. I'm going to put your name in the light. She's going to say, Gwendolyn, Gwendolyn, Gwendolyn. She fell for it. She believed it. Well, I said that as we were getting in the truck at dinner, going home. And then it occurred to me, I said, Mama, the moon's going to be turned into blood. Yeah. And a star's going to fall from heaven. I just read that this week in my devotion. Do you know it's 27 trillion miles to the first star that you see in heaven at night? Now, it's 93 million miles to the sun. 93 million miles to the sun. 280-some thousand to the moon. But 93 million miles to the moon. And the first star you see in heaven is 27 trillion miles away. You talk about big. It looks just hard to comprehend, isn't it? He's big, let me tell you. Amen. And for how's that going to happen? Is that going to fall from heaven? 27 trillion. If they started falling today, we'd be dead before they got here. Unless something miraculously takes place. Amen. But that's the way God does things. You know, he just gets carried away. And this is what I thought. I think I've preached it here before. But the miracle of the manger. Why would God choose a manger for his son to be born? Amen. You know, if I was running the show, I'd put him in the White House. Yeah, or in the governor's mansion in Austin. but not our God, because God had a divine excess of humility. He's so low we can't match him. Amen. If we could match him in humility, we could match him in power and miracles. But we can't get that low. It's not in us. We want to say something clever. We can't die. We can't be crucified with him. If we were crucified with him, then it would be different. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, there would be no wiggling or no trying to get even or no hit back in our spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Then you'd be sweet. Amen. And the Lord could use you. But he doesn't use you because you're sweet. He uses you because you believe him. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. I think Brother John's been preaching some of that. Amen. We've got to believe God. And nothing that you can do, nothing that you can do, can help him. In fact, God will get mad at you quicker and stay madder longer for you trying to help him than about anything else you could do. Amen. He even said to his son Jesus, "Sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies your footstool." Amen. That was hard for Jesus. He created this world, man. All things were made by him. Without him, not anything made that was made. The world was made by him. He was in the world, and the world knew him not. Came into his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become. Power to become. Hallelujah. Sons of God. Sons of God. Hallelujah. But he is the author and the finisher of our faith. And to become like Jesus in his humility. See, when we go after the power of God, we go like the devil did. He thought that being like God was something to be eagerly sought after. I'm going to fast, I'm going to pray, I'm going to bombard heaven, and I'm going to be full of the power of God, you know. And I thought I'd come home with a 40-day fast, I could just go clean the hospitals out, you know. Well, you get your mind on yourself, you're shot down anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But he said that the lowliness of Jesus. I love to think about the lowliness of Jesus. He would not let the rich young ruler call him good. He thought 30 pieces of silver was a goodly price. In the 22nd Psalm, he thought he was a worm and no man, couldn't see himself as being a man. Amen. His idea of himself, amen, was he was a worm and no man. Amen. He thought he had spent his labor in vain. The 49th chapter of Isaiah, read that. Amen. He said, I've spent my labor in vain. It's all been for nothing. Hallelujah. So God is looking for somebody tonight that he can be big in. God wants to be big. Amen. God likes to show off, let me tell you. Amen. He does. He wants to show off. He's waiting on somebody tonight. Hallelujah. Doesn't make any difference. Anybody. Whosoever can have whatsoever, he's saying. Hallelujah. That means you. If he hadn't said whosoever, I wouldn't have thought, I wouldn't have thought he meant me. But you can check on it. He said whosoever. When you pray, believe, and you receive them, and you can have them. Hallelujah. That God may be glorified. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. And so he humbled himself in divine excess. I think of the overflow of love. I think of the Holy Ghost power. You know, that's what Pentecost is. It's an overflow. I think John mentioned that this morning, that it's an immeasurable, unlimited amount. The baptism in the Holy Ghost is a spirit without maker. Amen. If God filled you with the Holy Ghost, man, you're supposed to be something. You walk in, somebody's supposed to know somebody walked in. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. And believe in God. Amen. You can't do it yourself, but you can believe God. Amen. Just get a small idea of yourself. Amen. We have this treasure in an earthen vessel for the reason that the power might be of God, or the excellency might be of power of God, might be of God. Yeah, that's why I put it in an earthen vessel. Hallelujah. Yes. One fellow talking to him about Wigglesworth raising 5 people from the dead. Oh, God, he said, I couldn't do that. God said, neither could Wigglesworth. I like that. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The miracle worker's inside you. He's inside me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't do it, but I know a man who can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You'll just make yourself available. Why would he choose the manger, you reckon? Why? The miracle of the manger. Why do you reckon he chose the manger? For one reason, Chris, it was the only thing available. You know, God will use you if you'll make yourself available. Just waiting for you to make yourself available. We sing it all the time. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Amen. That's one thing I like about the Lord. That he forgave everybody. One of my favorite scriptures is 1 John 2:1. John said, these things I write unto you, little children, that you sin not. God doesn't want us to sin. But he said, if we do, then we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who gave himself to be the propitiation or covering for our sins. And not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. When Jesus died on the cross, God just forgave the world one fell swoop. Amen. Wiped the whole thing out. Yep. Hallelujah. The only thing he got against you now is that you won't serve him. Amen. You're not lost because you're a sinner. You're lost because you won't give yourself to him. It's the only reason. That's why you're lost. Hallelujah. You're lost because you've sinned. He forgave that. That's the good news of the gospel. Oh, but I was saying, well, he forgave that 2,000 years ago. He's blotted that out. Amen. Now, just to get from the quote this morning, so where is that scripture? Where it said, let us lay aside the sin and weight that does so easily beset us. I said, I think that's the 12th chapter of Hebrews. I said, yeah, I'm looking in here. That's where it is, 12th chapter of Hebrews. Let us last time, well, in the 11th chapter, he talked about the heroes of faith, you know, the subdued kingdoms and wrought righteousness. And out of weakness were made strong, and women received their children raised from the dead. Amen. Hallelujah. And others were tortured by the same faith. Amen. They were able to endure great afflictions by faith. Amen. Yeah, we think, I found this in Colossians, I think, Colossians 1:7, where it said, through the great mighty power of God, you were able to do afflictions with joy. We think of the great mighty power of God, you know, about healing the devil, healing the sick, casting out devils, all that. Amen. Yeah, my oldest boy said, yeah, Dad, I just wish I had enough of the power of God in me, I could quit eating when I was supposed to. That'd be something, wouldn't it? But it took us all. I like the story about the family of 9 children who had become orphans. Their parents had been killed. They had them in an orphanage, and there's a rich man came by to see about them. And they had them in a room, and this rich man was talking to the one that ran the orphanage. And the little boy was listening through the crack in the door. The lady said, well, how many of these children are you going to take? Well, he said, I thought we would just, you know, take the whole month where we can afford it and make that home for them. It won't be split up. And this little boy listening through the door turned around and said to his brothers and sisters, said, "Wow, he took us all!" Stand with me if you will, please. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He took us all. He took us all. He took us all. The old colored lady said he don't have no respectable people. No respect of persons. Hallelujah. He'll use you just as quick as he used me. You'll believe him. Here I am, Lord. Could we sing that, Pierre? Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Hallelujah. We're going to open our altars. Give yourself to Jesus one more time. Would you? Let's find a place around this altar. Fall the ball.